Lean slightly right, left shoulder back, arm draped on knee, palm down, chin up. Now you want my fingers more spread? She treated the ridiculous photographer to a glare, which he completely missed. Jenny, what are you doing? You can't cover the product, darling. His added muttered epithet of amateurs didn't help Jennifer's nerves. With a sour back of a taxicab voice, his whining left Jennifer feeling clammy and sticky. Most of the time, everyone fell into a productive groove, but new photographers with unknown shooting protocols were always nerve-wracking. This morning, nothing she was doing was right, according to Lord God King Donald. His bodysuit of black spandex with a lavish gold chain was so cliché that she couldn't take him seriously. "Those are diamonds, not snakes!" Donald's exasperated sigh coincided with setting the camera aside. He stormed onto the dais and glared down at her. Seated, she had no choice but to look up. If it weren't for her acting lessons, she might not have abruptly realized that everything in the layout was designed to make her look small. He'd posed her to be collapsed on herself, hair scraped back into a braid, elbows at her side, and leaning forward over her knees. It made her feel shrunken, and it was hard to believe the camera wasn't capturing that. He loomed over her, upstaging her so he could have his scripted tantrum for the amateur unchallenged. Surprised by the new thought, she reflected on her acting instructor's attention to blocking and body stance, something a good actor knows and just does without a director telling them. If you have lines, take up more space and move just a little more than a no-lines extra. But don't forget whose scene it is. When it becomes your scene, spread out even more. Use wide gestures and body poses to be the center of focus. Right now, it was Donald's scene. She unkinked herself from the awkward pose and spread one arm along the back of the chaise, where for the last 90 minutes she'd been admiring her beautiful diamond bracelet.
No, Donald whined. That won't work.
Yes, Jennifer thought. My stage, not yours, mouth breather. Shouldn't I look like I love wearing it?
I'll decide what you like.
He fussed about her hair, readjusted the kimono neckline to display a generous curve of breast, all while leaning over and into her with the violation of personal space that photographers and models took for granted. Except this felt unlike any other shoot she'd been on before.